Chapter 1. July 1764. The Tête de Bœuf Inn, Arbeville, France. It isn't often a man hears a cursing nun. Robin FitzVitry, Earl of Huntersdown, was finishing his meal at a table by the window, and thus had an excellent view of the woman out in the coachyard. There could be no doubt. She was muttering curses, and she was a nun. She was standing beneath the outside gallery that gave access to the bedrooms upstairs, so her grey clothing blended with the shadows. But her clothing was a nun's habit, or he was a mother superior. Her plain gown was belted with rope, and a dark headcloth hung down her back. There was even a long wooden rosary hanging from the belt, and perhaps sandals on her feet. She had her back turned, but he thought she might be young. "Maledizione!" she exploded. "Italian?" The frivolity of fur, known as coquette, finally proved useful. The papillon wriggled to put her front paws on the windowsill to see what had made that noise. Her plumy tail swept Robin's chin, giving him an excuse to lean to the right. Yes, certainly a nun. What, Robin wondered with growing delight, was an Italian nun doing in northern France, beseeching the devil, no less? "So, sir, do we go on?" Robin turned back to Poick, his middle-aged English manservant, who was sitting across their dining table beside Fontaine, his young French valet. Poick was square and weathered. Fontaine was slender and pale. They were as dissimilar in nature as in appearance, but each suited Robin in his own way. "Go on." Ah, yes, they'd been discussing whether to take rooms here for the night or push on toward Boulogne and England. "I'm not sure," Robin said. "'Tis not much past three, sir," Poick argued. "Plenty of travelling light this time of year." "But a storm? She would turn the roads to potage," Fontaine exclaimed. "We could be stuck in the middle of nowhere." He was probably correct, but he also wanted to linger in France as long as possible. With high pay and many privileges, Robin had tempted the valet to leave the service of a prince. But even after 3 years, Fontaine shuddered at each return to England. Poick, who'd served Robin for 20 years, grumbled all the time they were in France. "Think on that lot has just arrived," Poick said, playing a very strong card. An overloaded Berlin carriage had recently swayed into the inn-yard and disgorged howling children harried by a screeching mother. The party had pounded up the outside stairs, and now some possessions were being unloaded. They were staying for the night, and above, the children still howled and the mother still screeched. In English. An English party might want to strike up an acquaintance with him. Robin was a gregarious fellow, but he chose his company. A crash and shriek of rage should have settled it, but he glanced outside again. His mother often predicted that curiosity would be the death of him. But what would you? It was his nature. "You agree, don't you?" Robin said to Coquette, who twitched her enormous ears and wagged her plumy tail. "Agree we should leave?" asked Poick. "Agree we should stay?" asked Fontaine. "Agree we should investigate outside," Robin said, picking up the dog and rising. "I'll get a better look at the weather and ask advice of the local people." With that, he strolled outside, tucking Coquette into his large coat pocket, which she seemed to enjoy. It was as well he liked to dress casually for travel, for the current fashion was for close-fitting coats, with no useful pockets at all.